The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Eric Wittstrom.
Good morning.
Is my co-host today, 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 4th of December, 2018. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. A whole new lines of products, enhanced walk-in humidor, larger, great customer service. It's a good place to go to find the perfect gift for Christmas, and we have 21 shopping days left.
Bad Bob,
don't make things go any faster than they
21
have
days. That includes enough. Christmas Day,
mm-hmm.
And you know how we are on Christmas Day when we run down to the 7-Eleven.
Well, they got those little ceramic rose things.
Yeah, ceramic rose things. You know, you often get one of those bundles of firewood, and maybe some Tostitos.
A warm gift. Today, we'll see a 20% chance of showers, cloudy, and a high near 54. North winds around 8 miles an hour was gusting quite a bit higher last night. Not much rain out of this system, maybe quarter to half an inch, and that's going to be the case up through Wednesday night. Then mostly sunny for your Thursday, Friday about the same. Daytime highs near the 60-degree mark, overnight lows right around 40. Currently in downtown Reading, we have 46, quite a change from yesterday.
I'm not even looking at that. 46, wow, that is a lot warmer than yesterday.
It's a lot warmer
than
yesterday.
15 degrees.
Well, that's what cloud cover does for you.
Okay, well.
This report brought to you by our good friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
Chuck Kenny, got to see him Saturday, and we talked about some things we're looking at for down the road here, but you're looking for a place that's going to give you propane that on time. Good cost, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's Chuck Kinney and Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business. They also have payment. They have payment plans for people, too, at Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Eric Wittstrom, who is president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
And Bob.
And Bob, of course, is he's yesterday. Bob's been talking to me for 8 years about upgrading our system. I'm going to share this with everybody, Bob. Okay. For 8 years, because our system, even though we bought that new board, the system itself, the traffic system itself.
Backfill. The automation is what switches the satellite shows on. It's what plays our commercials. It's how we get the sound from the computer out onto the air. The system we have is reliable, it's very old, and the hardware that it has to run on, because it is basically a computer program, dates back to the mid-1990s.
And when you're talking computers, that's like, you know,
that's like Stone Age.
Stone Age. So
it's just getting harder and harder to find the parts.
We were going FM here, of course, and so we were looking at finding a new system. And Bob, you know, researched it, and so it arrived yesterday. Bob took it out of the box, and he turned it over, and he went, "Oh my God, how many ports you got there, buddy?"
This particular system can we would be insane, but it can handle up to 16 satellites, but it will do nice things like automate our ball game process, and there'll be some. So just a heads up to round-the-clock listeners, there will be occasional interruptions while we upgrade the system.
We're going to put that out on Facebook and everything.
Can you track missiles with those 16 satellites?
Well, these are coming down, not going up.
But we have had one that we are specifically tracking you.
Good luck.
So, yeah.
Is that on behalf of Camille?
Camille Collins said, "How much is it going to cost to follow this man?
Where the hell is he going?"
We're really hoping for our improved telephone unit to show up.
Should be showing up any minute.
Yeah.
Because we've already paid for it.
Yeah.
And they told me that, gosh, should be here any day now. So the new telephones, you know, for instance, for people that, you know, we have our phone systems as people are calling in and they say, well, I can't hear the other person. And this is just a brand new system that fixes everything.
Well, try sending any large package through the system this time of year and have it arrive in a very timely manner.
I just want it to arrive not smashed into pieces, you know, because, you know, and tomorrow,
I've seen those
they're not delivering mail tomorrow because of the funeral of, of our President Bush. So, 41. So, what do you think? I mean, it seems like when he was president, there was a lot of people whacking away at him. And somehow since then, since he left office, he's become beloved by everybody. why do you think
elder
that
statesman?
Is?
I don't know. I think that's kind of natural. You know, I think, look at the other presidents, too. And then look what replaced him. I think when people start comparing,
you never had any
41 with what's come after him. I think that you look back and you're kind of
nostalgic,
kind of nostalgic and wait, you know, and looking back at those calmer times.
Well, you know what? Here it is. Here's and this is where we've gotten to in our society, and I know you listen to the show a lot, but I want to get your opinion on this.
Okay.
So here's Trump. He shows up for the funeral there at the rotunda or the viewing.
Right.
He walks out with Melania, salutes. You know he's just there showing respect.
Yeah.
And CNN is savaging him. They're saying, "Oh look, I wonder if there's a little thought bubble above his head saying, gee, I wonder how long I have to stay here." You know, and all these horrible things they were saying, and even one of their own correspondents said, hey, he has paid homage to this man. He's brought him in on Air Force One. I mean, what else can he do? Well,
There's nothing he can do for a lot of people in the media. That's just the way it is. It has just become an open.
There's no respect for anybody anymore.
This is what we were talking about.
It's a noise network.
We're talking about the amount of hatred, and that's the only word I can use is hatred that these people
can see
have
it on
for
every commentator on TV. You know, it doesn't matter what you watch. They're rarely, other than the local people who report the news.
Yeah, they actually do the news.
The news. You know, there's very rarely any news. It's just mostly noise.
It is. And when you see things like that, it's and comments from the one side, comments from the other, it's just, well, you know what, guys? We're never going to get anything done if this hatred just keeps, or this lack of ability to talk to each other. But I'll tell you this, I think that politicians might actually be able to get along in some cases.
You think so, led by Pelosi?
I'm thinking that there might be a chance for that. But the media is not going to change.
There's always hope.
The media is there to do one thing, and it's to pull him down, destroy him, and make sure he doesn't stay as president in 2020. That's their whole mission in life. And they made that decision the day he was inaugurated.
The best thing that if somebody didn't want him in there, the best thing they could do is put a candidate up that's better.
Well, that ought to be interesting. Maybe that Maria Orsino or something, the one who thinks that you can pay for all the health care because of a Pentagon mistake.
I don't think she's old enough to run for president.
Oh, that's right. She isn't. She's got to be
42. Hand that woman a pocket. 35 is the Constitution.
Oh, 35? Okay. Yeah. Well, she's got a few years.
Hand that woman a pocket calculator so she can figure out basic math.
Yeah. Well, what about Kamala Harris says, oh, this 2020 election is going to be dirty. And I'm thinking, dirtier than it has been?
You got the bucket, baby.
Jeez, how can you say that? Why don't you say, you know what, the Democratic Party has taken the high road in this election in 2020. You could say that. Anyway.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. It's like 14 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell. She is a class act, I tell you what. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been helping people since 1993. Veterans, seniors, business owners, families. She helps them all. And if you've got questions about fire insurance, even if you're not a customer, give her a call at 221-0441. Have Judy talk to you about it, about coverage, about the future, health insurance, all your financial needs, all of this at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back. Eric Winstrom, Carl Bott. It's 7:15 exactly today on the 4th of December. God is
lifestyle, no escape from reality.
Real people, real winners. As the year winds down, let's go out in style. Cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Cadillac XT4 Luxury Edition crossover from Taylor Motors. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Weekly drawings on Mondays at 8 p.m. give you the chance to win $125 in slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new 2019 Cadillac XT4. Cadillac, confidence by design. We have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long increase your chances. Head down to Wind River and play our Riding in Style promotion, where you could win a Cadillac XT4. Final drawing Monday, December 31st at 8 p.m. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Copy Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. I'm watching Eric Wisdom playing air guitar here. Wow, man. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cal North Forestry. You know, Tom was in here the other day talking about trying to keep the lighter fuels, you know, down and away from your home. How to do that? How to when you're having to rebuild? Say you're rebuilding now after this disaster, and you need to have somebody like Tom come out there and take a look at your property. So you know, as you're planning, do it strategically and with certain types of plants that will keep the fire away from you instead of just kind of like encouraging it to come up to your house. Tree trimming services, stump grinding, you name it, he does it out there. Their team of expert arborists. That can take, they've got the cranes, they've got all of the stuff they need, insured, bonded, they have it all at Cal North Forestry. We're going to have them come in and trim up a bunch of our trees around the house, only because, you know, they're getting close to the lines and everything, and it's time for that. And Tom is a guy I trust to do this. So give him a call at 200-8123. This is Cal North Forestry, right here in Reading, locally owned, locally operated. I'm here with Eric Wittstrom, and president of the Northern Division of the Five Star Bank here. Car death toll was dropped by three. They found out that one person they were counting as three is just one. So on the other hand, they found, you know, they were counting two, and they found out that was three people. So that was, so anyway, it's down to 85 now, and they haven't found anybody new in several days.
Probably, yeah, I think they feel that they went through some 18,000 homes. I had a son-in-law go through a lot of those.
Your son-in-law? Is he a...
Red Bluff Fire, and they put a strike team over there for 16 days straight. And
on the other hand, the prevailing wisdom right now is that they will never find all the remains of the campfire.
No, they won't.
Yeah, you know, you've got, what do you have now? It's like right around 100 missing right now.
Yeah.
And so, but a lot of them, you know, as they pointed out, never even knew one that they were missing. You know, they're in hotels because they didn't know anybody had reported them missing. But the other question is probably some of those, maybe if you say half of them are, you know, they'd moved away a long time ago or they moved away before the fire. There's still 50 people out there someplace that they, you know, that they were running and got caught in
in
the fire.
Some of those burns, the bodies were simply cremated. There is nothing left to identify.
I thought that you could, find teeth in that, and if you get these cadaver dogs or these, or, you know, the ones that come in, they can sniff out ashes.
In some of those fires, every trace of organic material is gone.
Wow. Wow. You know, and it burns it all the way down. It burns it like 6-7 inches down into the earth. So nothing's there. It's just dirt. It's just dust. Like the moon. So, okay. What do you got there?
Did you promote this year?
I have not done that yet.
Well,
it already happened. It already.
You did get recognition for it.
I did.
And you've promoted it year after year.
I've talked about it.
We put money into it year after year.
Right.
Help support the California Waterfowl Association's Veteran Hunt Program.
Right.
Where they select veterans and take them duck hunting up on Tule Lake.
That's right. And then we've had them on. We've had them on the show and all this.
Bill Wright and Bill Quinn, who are in the leadership of California Waterfowl and in an office next to me, talked to me a little bit about this yesterday, you know, that they're wrapping it up for the year. They've already had it. They had four veterans. They had two veterans, a Vietnam veteran, Army veteran, and one that fought in Kosovo.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have had two active duty Air Force from Beale that went up this year, had a wonderful time.
You know, that's a great deal, too, because you go up to, you are stay at a lodge.
Yeah, stay at a lodge. You have guides that cook for you. And and this year, in recognition of the people that have supported them for the years, and that's what your treat is.
Oh.
Look at this. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's
wow.
really nice.
Yeah.
That's going up on the wall.
Yeah, it is. I have one, too.
Wow, look at that, Bob. So we can put that
in. Oh, wow.
We'll put that
Isn't
in.
Isn't that cool?
That's very, very cool.
Cut.
Okay, nobody can see this, but what it is, it's a circle. It's a metal, and it's laser cut, as Eric has said, and it says California Waterfowl.
This thing's about America's 14 inches freedom, across.
Yeah, America's Freedom Fighters Veteran Hunt Program, and on the middle of it, it's got a warrior there.
Yep, that's for you. That's for you, Bill.
Generally, not a recommended firearm for waterfowl.
No. But Bill, you know, he's spent a lot of time on the radio through the years. And he said, you know, why don't you give that to Carl? I said,
That's
I'd be
really
happy
nice.
To give that to you.
Well, so, you know what? We, you know, it's,
and
it's
I know
a great
you'll,
program.
That you'll put it up. You know,
I will.
You're proud.
Proudly. Put that up in the studio
there.
When he comes in, he can see it.
There you go.
Our new studio that's being slowly but surely coming together here.
A lot of little things that people do, and you know, in the North State for our veterans.
It is true. There's
our active duty. This year, they have two active duty Air Force.
Well, you know, we have like Safari Club International that does things for our veterans. And I just saw another one coming through. It was a pheasant hunt for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you saw that one. But there was for disabled veterans. I've been involved with other organizations that were there for the pheasant hunts, where we went out and on land and you plant the pheasants,
right?
And there's nothing wrong with that. They're planted out there, and the disabled veterans. And one of them was in a wheelchair. We could get them through there, and those kind of things. But it's just it's good to know that when you're in an area that people remember their veterans, and they go out and do it. Healing Waters and that fishing program. Oh my gosh, you know, 21 boats out there with with veterans in there and their sponsors and guides who volunteer their time. It's super. That's, you know, in April.
So the little takeaway that you're going to now when you meet, when you see Bill Wright next time,
yeah.
Four boys, one went through the Air Force Academy, top 10 pilot, flies the F-35s.
Mm-hmm.
And then has one in the, let me get this wrong. I think he's in the Army flying.
Okay.
Yeah, both of them.
Flying helicopters, probably.
I think he's, I'm not sure. You'd have to ask him.
Okay.
Some of it's, but his son that does the F-35 did the flyover for the 49er game this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was kind of special, too. But great kids, strong supporters, like a lot of people in our community, just kind of quietly support,
mm-hmm.
you know, veteran programs and pay respect for all the work, you know, pay a little bit of respect for all of what they do for us.
Veteran Hunt Program.
This is better. Yeah. There you go. That's pretty cool. Huh?
Oh, it is. It's, you know what? And if there you want to see what this looks like.
You thought you were going to have to put a flak jacket on.
Nah. Because you said it wasn't going to hurt. I just asked if I had to put a cup on when you were coming
well,
in with
okay.
it. Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. DC, good morning.
Hey, guys. Hey, you know, there's a tradition in the presidency that the outgoing president leaves a letter in the Oval Office for the incoming president. And H.W., President 41, left a letter for Bill Clinton after a very, very tough election, and he lost. So he wasn't just stepping down to the term limits. But if you got a minute, you guys should read that letter that President 41 left for Bill Clinton, because it shows how much class the man had. And it's unbelievable. I've read it 2-3 times. I don't know if people up here have heard about it, but... Oh. You got to really read it.
Well, you know, I'll do that. You know, I thought it was, you know, when people usually leave letters, it's on how to escape. But, no, you know what, that doesn't surprise me. Because he always, you know, I may not have agreed with some of the things he did, and I think he was surprised after he had done the read my lips, and then they raised taxes, what happened. But he put together a coalition to throw Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait that I was involved in.
My point is,
yeah.
you know, he was old school.
He was.
And there's so many people that got handwritten notes from him.
Yeah.
And it's not just typing on a keyboard and it looks like, you know, it's not personal. When someone uses their cursory, their handwriting skills to write you a personal note, that just shows how much class the person had. So if you got a minute extra time, you should really read that on the air because it just shows what kind of man he was.
Okay, I'll do that. You know, and thanks, DC. That's a nice thing. But you're absolutely right. When you receive a card from somebody that they've written, a thank you note like that, it is special. It's very special.
And the reason it's special is because it's handwritten.
Yeah. And you don't
not typed on a keyboard, but it's handwritten. And, you know, probably most people can type faster than they can handwrite so the next guy can read what they're writing, but... Man, spend a minute and read that letter, and it'll really show this man was so far and above the average person walking the planet.
Okay. All right, DC, thanks a lot. That was good. Are you looking that up?
Yeah.
Bob's going to look that up. See if you can see what that is. Maybe you can read a couple passages out of it. Let's take a break here. It's about 7:28 in the morning. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Now, some people would ask, how do you do that?
How do you mix that?
How do you mix that? But Clyde does it. He does it. He does it. He does. You know, you come in and you can get...
You know, every garage should have a nice big TV in it.
And, you know, we've gotten our TVs.
Or two.
We've gotten our TVs from Clyde. He comes in and puts them in. He put in the whole sound system in our den with wraparound sound. And this has been over 10 years ago. And he said, buy this kind of TV. He says, yeah, it's not that flat, you know, it's that wider, but it will take, or, you know, one deeper, he says, but it will take the HD and the high definition, and as it's going to happen. So we've had this TV and this whole sound system for 10 years, and every so often we go crazy because we mess up all the remotes, And one of his people come over, puts it back online again, and we're okay for another 2 or 3 years. But this is the kind of guy Clyde is. Over 47 years in the business, and Clyde Pierce is just a good guy. And he'll put that system in for you. He'll sell you a dish, authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Eclipse speakers, your source for Dish Network. He has it all at Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Give him a call, 221-4144. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. It's 7:30 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Fott. Linda is on assignment, and I have Eric Wittstrom with me today, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, and, of course, Bad Bob. And during the break, we had a visitor, just wanted to come in and sit down for a while. Turns around, looks at the toy box, says, yeah, I'm here about donating toys. Really? So, anyway, she is back outside again.
One people of Redding's
This is why when the women that are in our office, if they're in here working, they just lock the door because they've had different people come in that have been scary when I'm not here or Bob's not here. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over a quarter of a century, Martin and Pam have built their business, so it is just, you know, it is just a wonderfully robust, professional group of people there, voted best in the North State. They can work on any type of heating or cooling systems, or people going through all the schools. We gave them a call the other day, and they said, here, try this, and it worked. So, and they didn't have to make a call out there. That's the kind of people they are. 221-2642 is their number, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, Eric.
Yes.
We have a number of things besides the fact I got this really cool California Waterfowl Veterans Hunt program. I mean, it is really neat.
Yeah. Did you want me to briefly read this letter since it's so short?
Yes, we were talking about D.C. called a letter that President Bush had written to incoming President Clinton. So we're going to read that because it is short, but it kind of gives you an idea of the type of personality that George H.W. Bush is.
So here's the letter as posted on CNN. Surprised they did. Dear Bill, when I walked into this office just now, I felt the same sense of wonder and respect that I felt 4 years ago. I know you will feel that too. I wish you great happiness here. I never felt the loneliness some presidents have described. There will be very tough times, made even more difficult by criticism you may not think is fair. I'm not a very good one to give advice. Just don't let the critics discourage you or push you off course. You will be our president when you read this note. I wish you well. I wish your family well. Your success is now our country's success. I'm rooting hard for you. Good luck, George. And the once rivals ended up with a friendship.
But you know, but that's absolutely true. When we say we want Trump to fail, aren't we saying we want our country to fail? If we want Obama to fail, we want our country to fail. I think that there's got to be a reasonable way to work things out here, that people can actually do that. All right. Now, we're talking about...
What would you like to talk about?
Well, we're talking about being able to work things out.
Yeah.
This is the funny part.
Look at the work going on downtown. Things are working out.
Yeah. I mean, we had Shannon Phelps from McConnell Foundation.
Yep.
She was in here talking about the two buildings that they had bought.
Right.
Well, it was really three. They bought the police station.
Right.
They've got the
and the Odd Fellows. Yeah.
And what they want to do, and they have really no idea yet about the Odd Fellows. Of course, does anybody?
No,
I had Jared look that up, Bob, the Odd Fellows, and he was just overwhelmed by all the information.
That's pretty
the only thing we know is that they're secular, so you can't be in religion or politics during the meetings there. But they formed back in the early 1800s.
Yes, it's a very long-standing fraternal organization.
It sure is. And so anyway, they've sold their building to the McConnell Foundation, which is kind of like, you know, it's right across from the new K2. So when you're seeing this stuff, Eric, I mean, you're in the banking business and you're just in tune to everything that's going on around here. With the new K2 building that's going up, mm-hmm. and then the proposed work that they're doing with the bell rooms, and they're going to take down the parking structure and put more buildings there.
Yep.
What do you think about all this stuff?
I think
downtown?
It's great. And not all you commented on the public, mm-hmm. you know, the public private partnerships that are happening.
Yeah.
You know, the K2 building and the parking structure has a large component of public funding on it to help with the realignment of the streets and different things on it, which is, you know, good. It's always good to get tax dollars back into our community. We pay our taxes, get it back in. But there's also a lot of investment going on downtown, by people that feel that, you know, it's a good time from a business perspective to be downtown. And I think, you know, you see it. You guys are a good example. Putting more into your business downtown. We're seeing new restaurants coming downtown. We're seeing a life. Camille and I were downtown Sunday night, and you couldn't find a parking place.
Sunday night?
Sunday night. Yeah.
What was going on
there,
Sunday
I guess
night?
There was an activity. There was a couple activities. There was an activity at the Cascade.
Oh, was that the last night of the Christmas? Christmas.
We had one over at the at the public house. You know, the old vintage wine.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It's been redone. It's wonderful.
Vintage wine bar and restaurant.
Yeah, it's not that anymore. It's called the Vintage Public House.
And public house. Okay,
and,
that's right. Yes,
and it's fantastic food. You know, good venue. And just a lot going on downtown. I think we're seeing, well, we are seeing, we see, you know, buildings on California being purchased, rehabbed. We're seeing new construction, you know, that's not subsidized happening.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different projects in the wings. So it's, you know, it's all good.
And they describe the difference between subsidized housing and low-income housing. Low-income housing just means it's at a lower price, but it's not subsidized.
Well,
people are paying a certain percentage was according to Shannon, according that it wasn't like they were getting, you know, it wasn't low income housing.
It's low. The K2 projects.
Lower income.
Yeah, but they, to qualify.
You've got to make so much money a year.
So little money a year.
Right.
Right. And then, and for that, they've received tax credits, the developers have. And so it is low income housing or.
But it's people that are working. It's for work. The way she describes it is like for working families that are.
That's the goal.
The goal is working families that they make. They have to make this much money a year so they can pay a percentage of what they make. But they're going to have a home, and then it helps them get ready to going on to move on to the next one.
Yep.
Well, you know, just on our street, you know, we've had four houses
mm-hmm.
that have been just empty for a long time.
No longer empty.
No longer. And they're bought. It's not like, and one's rented, but the other three are bought. And the other one across the street, I'm not sure what they're doing with that, but it's a nice house.
There's activity.
And, well, I think what it is they're having some foundation problems. So I think that's the problem before, because other people have come out and looked at
it. You know, there's individual joys with rehabbing an older older structure, but I think it's all good.
What about,
I think it's success. You know, it shows that there's an energy and there's a kind of a revitalization to our downtown.
Yeah. What about the county courthouse? You think that's really going to happen?
Yeah, I think it'll happen. It'll happen.
I feel like it is. It's within 2 years they're going to break.
I don't know the timing of it. Yeah, I haven't paid attention to it. The paper is my source for that information, but they've demolished the buildings that were there. They've fenced it. It's ready.
Yeah, you know, they probably changed the name of the paper to the Benda Journal. So. Okay, I shouldn't say that. Sorry, Silas.
No.
Well, okay. That leads us out. That leads us out to the I-5 corridor now.
Yes,
Costco. Wants to put their new place out there on Knighton?
No, Bocelli.
Bocelli.
And Bonneview and I-5.
Right. They want to put their place out there, and now there's people pushing back.
Okay.
Now.
And we've got naysayers for everything.
And here's mine. And I talked to one of the leaders of the group, and I said to her, I said, you know, I understand everybody wants Costco to be here. You just don't want it to be here. You want it to be someplace else off of Oasis
of all the
or
places
someplace.
For it to be, why not there? So, you know, I don't know. I'm not an expert on it, but that's where Costco wants to spend money. It's their money. They're going through the process of getting the proper approvals, you know, and so it's their money. They should be able to choose where they spend their money. I shouldn't be able to choose where they spend their money.
I agree. I think that they probably do a lot of thought and study before they put in a few $100 million into something.
Yep. And practically, where else, you know, even if you aren't Costco and don't want to be in the center of kind of the residential hub of the North State,
mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you want it? Why would you complain about it being near a next to a freeway, and on three sides, well, one side a freeway, one side commercial, two sides commercial, and the other side there'll be a buffer of oak trees to a residential. And we heard from one resident that's
the
closest
that's closest
to it, that's supportive of it.
Randall Hemplin.
Yeah. It doesn't make any common sense to me that you'd say, And I work just a mile and a half away. Sure, when it's busy, going through that intersection will take a little more time. But every intersection in town takes time.
It's taking more time. What's going on here?
I'll just go in a different
instead
way.
Instead of just getting anywhere in town in 8 minutes, it's like 8 minutes and 15
eight
seconds.
Minutes. I tell this story often. We moved up here almost 20 years ago from Southern California. And I began working up here, and my wife stayed home with our kids and put the house on the market and sold it. I was down there helping pack, and the realtor called me and said, I got this great house for you, but it's a little bit out of town. And I said, well, how far is a little bit? And he said, it's 3 miles out of town. And I thought to myself, I've lived down in Southern California for 20 years, and I drive further than 3 miles to get to the freeway to start driving in the morning. So it's all relative.
I know. I came up here, and they were working on the bridges. Remember how they were working on the bridges like 10 or 11 years ago?
The 44 bridge, the Cypress bridge.
And they were giving bridge dollars away because, oh, gosh, people don't want to wait. So I get up, I get caught on the bridge in the rush hour, okay? This is how long I had to wait. One light. And I went up, and people are, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I'm trying to think about what's the problem here? Yeah. What's the problem? It just came from San Diego where you get on the freeway, and you can just, you can shave. You could probably take a shower in your car. You can do all these things because
you're not
moving.
Audiobooks are a big thing down there, yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
So, anyway, okay. It's all relative.
Time to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah built Bastiani Arms 9 years ago. It's been a really, really successful business. And why? One, customer service. They know what they're talking about. They don't talk down to people. They have all the types of guns that you could possibly want, all the accessories, classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, all of it under one roof at Bastiani Arms. And veterans, you get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Go on down there. Tell them Carl sent you. And look at some of the newest ones they have. They have new lines of shotguns and rifles. They were just picked up here. We'll be right back with Eric Wittstrom. It's about 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 50 degrees, going up to 54 today. Rick Bassetti, general manager of the Colt 45s and the probably the force behind what's happening down there at South City Park. Today, will be joining us at 8 o'clock.
Wonderful.
Celebrate the holidays with the Grammy-winning Mariachi Los Camperos bringing their show Fiesta Navidad to the Reading Civic Auditorium Friday, December 14th. Tickets on sale now for the ultimate mariachi experience. Mariachi Los Camperos has performed on The Tonight Show and more, and will be at the Reading Civic December 14th. Get tickets at readingcivic.com, at the Reading Civic Auditorium box office, or call 530-229-0022.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, general manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricard is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricard Brighton Canister Vex that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricard Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricard's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Vaughn and Eric Wicham, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, and of course, Bad Bob. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 50 degrees here on the 4th of December. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Guys, when I say 21 more days of shopping, that means that's counting Christmas Day, and Four Winds Jewelry is not going to be open on Christmas Day. No, 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 no. So you need to run down there right now to 2225 Hilltop Drive. Go in there. Look, you are going to find the most astounding selection of jewelry that your loved one will just be happy with. Isn't that what we're looking for, Bob? Isn't that it? Isn't that it? And Eric, isn't that what we're looking for? If we're making them happy, then they're happy.
Yeah, then we're happy.
And then we're happy.
Happy wife, happy life.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
That was quite a duet.
They have it all. Yeah, did you get that?
No, I don't want to see it again.
We can doo-wop. Doo.
That's okay.
Ooh, 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 boo, 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 boo. Anyway, okay, moving on.
Okay.
All right, you know, we talk about people getting along in the media and all this. So here's Sully the dog. Sully is the President Bush's service dog. He's had him for like 6 months. So Sully, you know, they've got the president's casket
Lying
there.
State.
And the dog comes over and lays down in front of it. It's touching. Well, to everybody but the Slate writer, you know, this Slate News or whatever it is, smacks the dog, says that, hey, this dog, you know, dogs just like to lie down. You know, that's what it is. You know, it wasn't like the dog been with him his whole life and all this. Well, after those comments, there's something called ratioed, I guess, on Twitter. If you get a tremendous amount of negatives after you make a Twitter, it's called a ratio. And this person was ratioed by like 4,000 scathing comments from anything from, if it hasn't been with him for life, he'd been with him for life, the dog would be 865 years old, to this was written by a cat, to this is this all you have to do is to knock a dog?
Yeah, please.
You know, this kind of thing. But that's where we are.
Take a break. Take a break.
Take a deep breath. And you know what? Wouldn't it be just refreshing if everybody for like 2 weeks talked about something else? You know, I'm really, you know, this maybe finishing this year out being really kinder and gentler. Finding good things about the other group that you don't agree with, but, you know.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It is what it is.
It is.
Yeah. Belly aching doesn't change it.
It doesn't. And then in anger,
so
doesn't change.
Tonight. Tuesday night.
Yes.
City Council.
The
new City Council. Two new members of the City Council tonight.
Well, one of them's going to be on Thursday.
Which one's that?
Aaron. I'm trying to get Mike on, too. I'm trying to get both of them on at the same time.
Wonderful.
Mike DeQuisto and Aaron, and of course, Aaron Risner.
Yep.
To be on, and just because they can't talk about, but there's only two, so I can have two on. I can't have three. But I can have two talking about, okay, you're on the city council now. And then you can come in here and discuss what's going on, and what do you think about this, and what do you think about that. Now that you're in there, now, yes, it's only been 2 days, but I expect you to hit your ground running. You know, it's not the first. This isn't your first rodeo.
Yep.
Oh, so of course they had this. The paper had in there that when Anderson, Les Baugh, the supervisor, says, "Hey, we're waiting for Costco," and
Chris
Risner liked it. So this is, you know, this is Chris Risner's, this is Aaron Risner's husband, so he liked it.
Well, I want to know. Here, when I saw that in the paper, I thought, here's the first thing that went through my mind is, who has the time to go through and look at likes?
Yeah, how many likes
for,
did that
for
thing
For great
have?
Goodness sakes.
Oh, my gosh. But here it comes, and this is what they ask Aaron.
It's like that.
What did your husband write?
That's she important. Goes, you she didn't goes, write anything you like. You pushed a button. Thumbs up button.
And she goes, well, I think you're going to have to ask him. But, you know, he's pretty happy it's here, you know, running. And so then Chris had to explain that.
Oh, gosh.
I was, you know, I pushed like on it because I'm talking, you know, we were looking at progress and all these other
where
things. But where do we have to explain likes? I hit like on things that people said, why'd you say like
just
on that?
Because they're nice people.
That's it. I was going, well, that's a good thought. Like.
Yeah.
And sometimes I put like we've had an injury
Chris,
in our family.
Like, Carl, you smiled at somebody.
No.
My goodness. Like,
somebody. What about this? We've had an injury in our family. Sometimes I put like down there, like, because I like it because they got hurt. No, I like it because I want, hey, I'm with you. I'm with you, buddy. I'm thinking of you.
So there.
But you know what?
We should have to explain likes.
You cannot have to explain Facebook.
For the next 4 years, let's never have to explain.
I'm going to like everything. I'm just going to like everything. I have defriended
there
people
lately.
Gentler
Carl.
I got a phone call from somebody.
911?
No. It said, hey, that's an interesting new friend you have. And I went, is it? I said, I usually don't friend people unless Eric Wickstrom's friend them. And they said, well, yeah, I'm sure he's on there, too. Anyway, it's this young lady. you never see her face.
Great Valley.
Remember that? You never saw her face. You just saw parts. I mean, they were clothed, but they're still parts. And I'm thinking, and so I look on there whose friends are. It's, you know, it's like the, it's a lot of people. And I'm like, whoa. Yep. So I unfriended. And Linda goes, well, you're unfriending? I said, your name's right in there too, sweetie. So we're unfriending there. But then I found one on a young man's. It was sent to me to be a friend, and I looked at who would send this to me because it was obviously a woman of didn't have a lot of clothes on. Well, yeah, who's her friends? And I looked down and saw who one of them was, and I went, "Oh, called his mom." Said, "You might want to check. You might want to check this. Somebody has gotten into his account." So
there you go.
Anyway, okay.
Crazy.
It is crazy. All right, but the that thing about the likes and having to defend that
shouldn't.
By the way,
more important things.
Last thing here is that the Bush family wants Trump at the funeral. They have said that.
Sure,
they want him there. Not like the McCain funeral, but they want him there. So that ought to be interesting. And we're going to take a break here in a few minutes. I'm trying to think of anything else that's going on. You got anything else that's happening?
There's a lot
happening
of good things going on.
That you see, because you're in all these.
Yeah, you know,
groups.
The chamber, Jake, has kicked off his Reading Identity Project.
Oh, yeah,
2-year
right.
project, raised $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, it's probably in the second inning of a 9-inning game. It's getting going. And
the object of this
Develop an identity for Reading,
mm-hmm.
and then a marketing plan. You know, and a marketing plan is a 1980s way to describe it, but a way to, you know, to get the word out to reshape the perception of Reading.
I think that's you know, we've been talking about that
and kind of establish our own identity. What are we going to be? What are we? And how do we tell people about it? What are the good things about Reading in the Shasta area? And how do we get the message out?
Did you just use the phrase perception array? Is that a boardroom thing?
I didn't say array.
Oh, I thought you said perception array.
I wouldn't know how to put those two words together.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Yeah. So the Writing Identity Project, and it's being led by a local outside consulting company.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be exciting. There's some effort and money going into it, and I think there'll be real results. There's been some surveys and some different things and input from businesses and people in the community, and it's going to be.
I think you're right. This is something we need to keep the fire going. And
absolutely.
With the downtown going on, and you can just see as it's changing daily.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're going to take a break.
I have more to talk about.
We're going to be right back with Rick Pacetti. He's right out there. We're going to talk about what's happening down there at South City Park.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Rich Thomason. President George H.W. Bush being mourned by Americans from all walks of life as his body lies in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda.
He arrived here in Washington to a hero's welcome, the nation's 41st president returning to the Capitol one final time, eulogized as much for his character as his achievements, celebrated as much as mourned.
Here lies a great man.
There was a kindness about the man that was evident to everyone who ever met him.
House Speaker Paul Ryan joining Vice President Pence in praising President Bush. Hours after the Bush family left the rotunda, President and Mrs. Trump made an unannounced brief appearance, with the president saluting the flag-draped casket. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The demonstrations in Paris may not be over yet. While the government has postponed a fuel tax hike that had been scheduled to take effect at month's end, protesters are vowing to fight on after large-scale rioting in Paris last weekend. There is a criminal justice reform bill. It's making its way through the Senate, but Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says it contains a critical loophole.
Right there, plain as day, on the bottom of page 41 and 42, that says even if you are a medium or high-risk prisoner, as long as your local warden certifies that you will not be likely to commit a future crime or a danger to society, you can be released.
And Cotton calls that very dangerous to public safety. The measure does have the backing of the White House, but Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has yet to schedule a vote. Elm Pet Foods, the latest maker of dog food, issuing a recall over elevated levels of vitamin D, and that can cause kidney failure if the levels are high enough. On Wall Street right now, the Dow down 199 points. The NASDAQ is off 62. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice: don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-246-3290. That's 800-246-3290. 800-246-3290.
Israel cracks down on suspected tunnels being dug by Hezbollah. We get the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israel's army has launched an operation to locate and destroy tunnels built by Iranian proxy Hezbollah. In the future war, most believe is inevitable, Hezbollah is expected to try to infiltrate into Israel through a network of tunnels, the goal being to capture soldiers, citizens, and even communities. More than 100,000 missiles are also pointed into the Jewish state. The operation comes hours after Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu met with American Secretary of State Pompeo in Brussels. Netanyahu reportedly warned that unless the international community works to prevent Hezbollah's acquisition of advanced weaponry, Jerusalem will be forced to take matters into its own hands. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. The Boston Red Sox have accepted an invitation to the White House to celebrate their World Series championship.
Team President Sam Kennedy made the announcement before the premiere of the ball club's 2018 season highlight video. The traditional champion's visit to the White House has become more contentious under President Trump. Kennedy says it's up to the players to decide whether they want to attend. Manager Alex Cora says he'll be there. A native of Puerto Rico, Cora had asked for the president to do more in the wake of Hurricane Maria's aftermath. George Bonzani reporting.
Children have returned to school across a northern California county devastated by a wildfire just 3 weeks ago. Butte County Office of Education Superintendent Tim Taylor says there were tears, hugs, and anxiety as 31,000 youngsters returned to classes this week. The county canceled all classes following the November 8th wildfire that devastated some communities, inundated others with smoke, and killed 88 people. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, the epicenter of change, as we like to say, in downtown Reading. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 4th of December, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor. New product lines. They have it all. They're getting ready for Christmas. Head on down there. Super service at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Bob, what's the weather look like, buddy?
Still 50 degrees in downtown Reading. 20% chance of showers today. Not a lot of water out of this particular system. The high today will be near 54. Showers continuing tonight, light and variable, and that's going to go through Wednesday. By the time we hit Thursday, we'll have sunny skies and a high around 60, overnight lows in the 40s. Currently in Reading, again, 50 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, has payment plans. They have a lot of things going on at Shasta Gas Propane. Eric and I are here. I'm here with Eric Wisdom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. And we've been discussing business and all these things that are happening downtown, right. The great things that are happening downtown.
A lot of positive things.
A lot of positive things. Casey Fatch from Shasta Regional stopped by, said hello,
got a cup of coffee,
and blew out of here.
Yep. Anybody else want to do the same?
Hey, come on. You know, we have coffee. But today also, though, we have Rick Bassetti in here. You know, Rick, of course, is not just a former mayor and all these different parts he plays on in our city, but was the general manager of the Colt 45s, and as everybody knows, has turned the park around, has turned that whole area around, and has been in, I guess you wouldn't call it a death struggle, because that's not true, but he has been in the biggest fistfight of anybody could be in, trying to keep South City Park for the residents of our community and not make it into a prison yard the way that Chief Moore described it.
Yeah, making it safe.
Making it safe. And it kind of came to culmination this year when he was attacked out there by one of the thugs. And it just enraged enough people at one time that said, enough. And take back the park. And somebody said, well, we have 62 parks. I don't care if we have 62 parks. If we have 100 parks. Yep. We take back one park.
One at a time.
One at a time. And Rick has been in the lead of that. So good morning, Rick Bassetti.
Thank you, Carl. Eric,
wow.
It's always good to be here.
Oh, no, it just fires me up because, you know, it's a beautiful park. It's a wonderful game. People have donated and spent so much to make this one of the premier baseball stadiums.
Yeah, the field itself,
it's major league.
It's not quite there.
Well,
Eric is on our board of directors, and so he knows intimately well what we've done. And through the community, I think we're over $500,000 of improvements down at the ballpark now. And so we're trying to spread that over in conjunction with the revitalization of downtown. You know, we're going to have apartments here. We're going to have condos down here. And then probably by 2022, 2023, you're going to have a significant increase in population living here, so they need to have a place to go. And, you know, people want to use the parks. And so after the incident that we had last year, you know, the 45s went and wrote a letter first to the council and asked if we could, if they would consider changing the designation of the park from an open day use park to by reservations. Can you imagine what would happen out at Whiskeytown or at Summit Lake or Manzanita Lake, one of the state or federal parks, if 30 of these transient people were to set up their tents and camp out?
Every day.
Every day. And the rangers would, they just wouldn't have it. And it's because it's by reservations. So the city council did vote to do that. Although it's incumbent upon us now, the 45s organization, to build the fence around it, which would enable us to make it by reservation.
And now, and that was what got people together. Now, unfortunately, I mean, for a variety of reasons, of course, not just, least of all, the baseball.
Right.
We had that horrible fire, the car fire.
Absolutely.
Right then when all this was happening.
Exactly. I mean, our last organization meeting was on July 23rd. And we, everyone, you know, when you're getting ready, if anyone in this town's been in a fundraising mode or committee, you know, the duties are divvied up. And Eric, you're going to get so-and-so a car. You're going to go get so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go out and start asking people for money. And then the fire happened. And so we put everything on hold and we're waiting. And so, I think the biggest thing that happened though is I, approached a benefactor and said, would you front us all of the money that we need right now?
Mm-hmm.
And they agreed to do that.
Okay.
And so it's on a handshake to pay back.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Totally anonymous.
Totally anonymous. No payment plan, no anything. Pay us back as the money comes in. And so when you're going out and raising funds, I've learned this a long time too, and I know Eric and you do. If you have your product there and people can see it, then it's a lot easier to raise the funds for it.
Sure.
You're not betting on the roll of the dice for it to happen,
right,
type of thing.
Right.
And so yesterday we put in the first corners on the fence. All of the material is sitting on the ground down at South City Park.
All the fences down there?
All of it is down there. They're down there right now drilling the last north-south holes. On Wednesday, we'll finish off Park View over to the Park Recreation Building. And so by Friday, Saturday, all the panels will be up on the fence. The only thing will be not finished at this point will be the electric gates that will allow entrance in and out of the parks. So what people will do is, if you want to go use the park, you just either go online, you'll call the Parks and Rec or walk in the door, you're going to give them a cleaning deposit. So if you don't clean up when you leave, you forfeit that. Okay, and then when you're done, you take some pictures and send them into Parks and Rec, and no harm, no foul. You'll be given a code. There'll be those little J-hook stands there with the code on there, you know. You punch in your code, and this is Carl's code for today, and you go in and you use the park, and when you leave, you leave. Okay, and so I think that we're also working on having security for the first 6 months to help re-educate people that you just jump the fence and throw up a tent. Because now, instead of loitering in a park, you'll be trespassing on public property. And so the rules are different.
The rules are different.
The rules
now
are
you can
different.
Get picked up.
Now you can be. And
now,
so it just gives us another, as one of the police officers who suggested this to me, it's just another, a bigger arrow in the quiver.
Yeah, because we've got lots of arrows in the quiver.
We do.
It's being able to use those arrows.
And California has a tendency to rule against you.
Yeah, California takes it out. And, you know, you use the term broken arrow when we're coming into broken arrow and these things are all going crap. Broken arrow. That's California's way of handling law enforcement and arrows in the quiver. Broken arrow. Here's your arrow, but we're not going to let you use it. Anyway, let's take a break here. We're here with Rick Bassetti, who is the so many different things in our city, but now the general manager of the Colt 45s, who's been in a battle royal for years. He and Patty, by the way, you and your wife.
Yeah.
And, you know, Patty's just as tough out there, too. So, and maybe we turned the corner on this.
I think so.
Well, I want to talk
about
what's
the last 2 weeks
happened.
Have been any indicator.
That's what I want to talk about is the last 2 weeks out there on this.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers, Sharon Clark and her people. All of them bonded, background checked, and insured, all of them. And whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, with people moving into your your home because of the, you know, the recent disasters, and you need some help around the house, or how about surgery, and you can't be there, but somebody has to be home with them, or at least come in and check on them. All of this is at Home Helpers. Give Sharon a call at 226-8350. Come out and do a free consultation and work it around your schedule and what's gonna help your family. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Just remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 8. 50 degrees. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
We don't need no thought control.
Sail into 2019 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Purchase your New Year's Eve bash tickets now. This party kicks off December 31st at 7:30. Featuring DJ Chris, mixing it up for headlining act Hill Street Band, performing dance music from the 70s to present day, so you can dance the night away. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets $50 per person includes a buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, and $5 free slot play. VIP is only $250 per couple, including a delicious buffet. Dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple at midnight, $20 free slot play, and a room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino Hotel. No need to travel. Lots of fun giveaways and a chance to win a fabulous Baja Cruise. This event sells out fast. Reserve your tickets online at WindRiver.com or at the River Club. For details on Wind River Resort and Casino's signature New Year's Eve bash, download the Wind River app, offering a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better at the River.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
I'm here with Dr. Premalat Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Don't you cry no more there, Mr. Witchman.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're in the studios of KCNR 1460. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, you're on the 4th of December. 50 degrees, going up to 54 today. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Northern Firearms Instruction is bringing you this portion of the show. Ted Leidy started this His business 10 years ago is now the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 40 counties. And a big shout out to Ted right now is on his back, because after you've jumped out of an airplane like 800 times, certain things happen to your body. In this case, it was his feet, and so he had a minor operation that just lays him up for on his back for like 2 weeks, and then it's a 10-week type of procedure by the time it's over. But the classes are going on. 63 people in last week's class down in Red Bluff this weekend. Check it all out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. Hey, I'm here with Rick Bassetti, general manager of the Colt 45s, plus all the other things. Well, you're still on one of a couple of committees, too, aren't you? On commissions or something?
I'm on the Planning Commission.
The Planning Commission. Planning Commission.
Right.
Costco.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I won't get into that until we're finished with this, because I do have a question about that.
Sure, no problem.
But that's after we talk what's going on at the park. Okay, now for 2 weeks, though, before you started building, I say we because we're
right.
all involved
right,
in
right,
this.
We are.
It's a city thing. This is take back a park. This is wanting that park to be someplace that you don't have to worry about stepping on hypos. You don't have to worry about stepping in feces. You have to worry about somebody coming over there and just being nasty to you. Because we're taking that park back.
Or the screaming foul language.
The screaming foul language. Oh, there, yeah. You know. But for the last 2 weeks, it's been
absolutely dormant. It looks like someone, it looks like one of those apocalypse type movies. You know, there's nothing in there.
Why? What happened?
There's nobody there. Well, what happened was is the police, and I, you got to give the police 1,000% credit, because they came in about 10 days before we put up the temporary closure gates for the construction, and they made the rounds through the park with a member from the health community and also from housing, and they asked all the people, said, listen, the park's going to get closed here. We're going to be constructing. It's changing designation, and what can we do to help you? Do you need some housing? Do you need some health care? What can we do to help you? And because you're going to have to leave. This is you'll be trespassing. You're not going to be camping in a park. You could be trespassing, so you're going to have to leave. And most of the people did. I think on the final day there was only the holdouts were about eight to ten, something like that. Although I found the irony of that was the article I saw. They left 950 pounds of garbage.
Oh yeah.
On that last day.
Wow.
So anyhow, but since that time we locked the gates and the materials started arriving. We're getting ready. We're staging for the construction.
Sure.
There's been nothing. And I think that's indicative of what's going to be new case, and hopefully so, because we want to have a place where people can come, and it's not going to be a difficult process to make a reservation. You're going to have a really easy way to do that. And so, I think that this past year was the first time during our baseball season that I heard feedback from people who said, I don't come as often as I used to, Rick, because the population has grown so large in the park. With the transients, I just don't feel comfortable anymore.
I heard that for the first time this year, too, from people. Because when we're driving in, it doesn't really bother me and Linda really that much, except what it looks like.
Exactly.
But I'm not afraid of it, but I can see where people would be fearful.
Right.
Because they're having to walk by it, and they're listening to this, and they're staring at I understand, and this year was the first year I've heard that.
Right. And the language that comes out of them. And,
yeah.
It was not as good a place to bring kids,
right?
Yeah, to a baseball game,
because you want to put the you've got your laser tag and all that stuff going on.
Yeah, they canceled this year.
Yeah,
they canceled this year, and so that hurt too.
Yeah,
for us. But so anyway, we're where we are right now. The community's jumping in. We are partnering with the Chamber of Commerce on the marketing program of this. We have 144 panels, folks. 144 panels that are 6 foot high, 8 foot long, black wrought iron.
And cost?
We're going to sell them for $250 a piece.
Okay.
And that'll raise the money so I can pay back our benefactor. Okay. But there's other plans that we have in the works too for down at the ballpark. We want to also go out and solicit some other donations as well, because there's a grant that we'll be submitting in February 1 to Major League Baseball. It's called the Baseball Tomorrow Fund. And we're going to be asking for $250,000 to build another K-1 baseball field on the north end of the ballpark, of the park. So now we'll have two nice youth-oriented baseball fields in South City Park.
Is that where that other field is?
It's where that little park used to be. You know, they had that little jungle gym park and stuff like that. It was there for years. They used to have a wading pool there at one time. And so, you know, we'll now replace that with a nice little baseball field.
Okay.
Gus McIntyre from McIntyre Landscaping used his AutoCAD. He cut the perimeter out, picked the picture up, folded it around, dropped it down there. It fits perfect. It looks like when you're looking at the aerial of it.
Gus was great people, too.
Yeah, he is. He's very generous, very generous.
Yes.
And it just looks great in there. And, you know, last year when Verizon put in the tower, they brought a road in down that side, too. So we'll be able to have, you know, for disabled parking, people will be able to drive back to there and watch the Little League games. But it's not too far to walk to watch your Little League, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be something that we have on there. We want to reconfigure part of the tennis courts into pickleball courts. You know, I was talking with one of the new guys working at the city. Well, everyone should know about Brody Angley, but Brody's working on his own nonprofit to build a basketball facility in there and have basketball camps in South City Park.
Is he talking about a building in there?
Yeah, a building.
Yeah, I've heard of that one before, too, about putting just basketball in indoor basketball courts there for people.
And running camps for kids and part of the parks and recs and then private as well. And so, you know, there's an opportunity there. So as our whole downtown core continues to urban infill, you know, mm-hmm. and we bring people and introduce people back into it, they're going to need a place to go. You could see a park horse, you know, these exercise things where you walk around and you do sit-ups. And that could be on the perimeter of the park all the way around. And so, I really envision a lot of really neat things. That park is one of the oldest parks that we have in town. It's absolutely gorgeous. And in the evening, it's the first one with shade. And it cools right off.
And by the way, people say, gosh, it's 112 out there. Well, yeah, it is 112. You can't do anything about 112. But what you can do is when the game starts, you're in shade.
Mm-hmm.
And that time we had the concert. Oh. People were going, oh, it's hot. No, it wasn't. It was perfect.
And that bumper music you just had was played there, right?
Oh, my God. And I tell you what, when I was singing along with a guy from Journey. And it was the last time I ever sang out loud because I recorded it.
As your wife? Well,
I recorded it.
Did you really?
Oh, I did, you know, singing, what was it? It was, Bob, help me here, the Journey song.
Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing. I sang along with it, but the only thing you could hear was me. And it was horrible.
And he dedicated it to that lady who had come to, her company had sent her to the concert.
Yeah.
She'd just been diagnosed with stage four.
Oh, gosh.
Remember that? Stage four breast cancer.
Jeez.
And so Steve Aggeri dedicated Don't Stop Believing to her. I mean, he just teared up the whole place, and then he did a great job of it. It was wonderful, you know. And so,
okay, now let me ask a question here. Let's just get down to the cutting time here.
Okay.
This is what we're going to do with South City Park. It's going to be a success.
Right.
Do you see this spreading?
It could.
To say Benton.
Caldwell. Well,
that's a lot bigger.
Anyone who's asked me, I'll be very upfront and honest and say it would be really nice to see another nonprofit organization approach the city.
Take the lead and go and say,
you know, where the Cowboys always set up and do their big barbecue over there by the gazebo. Mm-hmm. What if someone were to do the same thing with that area over to the driveway? And so you take that section and you create a secure area and a way for people to have some control over who goes in and comes out. And then you just take the parks and you do in section. I don't know. I haven't been down there in a while. I don't know if the mountain biking section has been completed or done, but maybe somebody does it with that part. And then the swim pool area.
The swim pool area is the one, because we've had problems down there before.
Yes. And
they actually, as you remember, they actually had teams pull out of here because of that. Yeah.
You know, so I could see that. You know, again, this reservation system works perfect for the federal parks and the state parks. Can you imagine out of Whiskey Town or Brandy Creek if 35 of these people went out there and threw up tents and stayed for 2 weeks? I don't think that would happen. And so, you know, I think the logic just follows suit that they're not having to, our people here will not have to pay to use the park. You just have to have a security deposit up there. And it'll be scaled onto how many people and what the activities are. So okay. I just think this is going to be a good thing, and hopefully it does set a precedence of some sort.
You know, comment here is that okay, we're going to be moving the moving homeless around, and you know the idea is to help homeless, that and to have all the help possible for those that are homeless that need the help, but the ones that are there that you've been fighting
Carl, is what want the help
that want the help. The ones you've been fighting aren't necessarily the homeless. So these are the ones that Chief Moore himself has said when they're out there that has made this place into a prison yard with drugs, prostitution, extortion, all these things. You know, and I agree. And it's tough because you've got this hardcore of thugs and transients that this is their life. They can be king there in there. And you've got the homeless that actually need a place to stay.
Right.
And that you want them to have places to stay.
Who are predated by those criminals.
Yes.
And those criminals just
it doesn't make it easier on them. But no. There are so many different places around here that want to help. If it's a veteran, you can go to the veterans.
Service officer.
Veteran there. Service office. And she's going to point you in the right direction to Brad Long, who has gotten found dozens of homes for homeless, for homeless veterans and all this.
A quick anecdotal story there's a young man that's been in that park for 4 years, and I don't know why he's still alive, because I watch him drink, I watch him use drugs every day, I don't know what he eats, and I've talked to little Scotty a number of times and said, why don't you go down to the mission, clean up, and I said, we know a lot of people in town, we can help you get a job, and he goes, well, if I go down there, I have to follow rules.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm 65 years old, and I follow rules every day. I mean, if you're going to be part of society, there are rules you have to follow.
I have to follow rules.
And so, you know, you have to understand there's a whole segment of that community that just don't want to follow rules. Just they like the fact that no one's can tell them what they have to do.
Yeah.
And so they make a conscious choice to be there. Well, okay, fine, not in the park. And then if we make our city inconvenient in a lot of other places, then maybe they can find someplace else to go. Because I'll just say this. State of California is going to help at all. State of California, basically, look what's happened in San Francisco. And this is not a Reading problem. I'm glad people finally recognize this is not a Reading problem.
This is not just, and Reading's problem is less than others. I mean, if you talk it down by size.
Santa Barbara.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
These are beautiful places. San Diego is still spraying their streets to get rid of the hepatitis C, which is an epidemic down there. I mean, it's like, anyway, we need to take a break here.
Okay.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil. These guys are more than just a company that delivers kerosene and gas and fuel all over the state and Oregon and all these other states. They're the ones that put their people out there 24 hours a day on the fire lines, delivering fuel out there to the fire, to the generators, to keeping those generators going, keeping those fire trucks going, keeping everything. All the fuel has to come from someplace. Well, SST Oil was out there the whole time. They were out there at some of the places that needed generators in large factories to keep it going because the electricity was cut out. This is SST Oil, an employee-owned company that started their 51st year this year. Think of this, an employee-owned company. The president of it, Bill Casparino, started out there as a driver and now is the president of the company. And he's always looking for good people to come work at SST Oil. Give him a call at 241-1167. That's SST Oil. We'll be right back with Rick Bassetti and my co-host, Eric Witzman.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Redding's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamashine Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or CascadeTheater.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Eric Wisdom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, who is my co-host today. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Carl. You know, good to be here.
You've had a lot of great things to say. You know, I'm glad you're able to come in here.
Yeah.
Because you give that banking, that look about the future. We talked a lot about what's happening downtown and all the good things are happening, expansion.
In the community.
And then
we got the Economic Development Corporation doing things. They got their Shasta Venture Hub booth over here. Startup Reading, they're setting a date to have a startup conference.
The and the place across the way from you, the Superior California.
Oh, Superior California Economic Development Corporation.
I'm going to have them in here too.
Yeah, you should.
Because they are a
resource.
A resource that people are not aware of.
Yep.
They need to come in here, and because you need to
talk about
businessmen, young businesses, older businesses wanting to start, businesses that wanting to expand.
And these are great people, and they took a leadership role in the getting the word out and to people in the car fire, coordinating the SBA effort. And people listen to SBA as Small Business Administration, but as part of the Car Fire Recovery and now the Camp Fire Recovery, the SBA provided low interest loans. Well, you had them on.
I had them on several times. Oh my gosh!
For people and businesses,
1.9 for people. Oh, no,
it's about 2% for 30 years fixed. for people with a need, anybody with a need.
And if you had a business and it relied on things like advertising or other things, and it may not hit you now, you still applied for it. Because all of a sudden, like we've heard, businesses already going down because the advertising's gone, their customers are gone. Enjoy the Store was in here. Of course, they're not going down, but they had something like 26 of their artists.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
You know, lost their homes, their shops, their art studios, all that kind of stuff.
Superior California Economic Development Corporation, Bob Nash and Ryan Richardson do a great job.
Outstanding people. Mm-hmm. And frankly, when we talk about Economic Development Corporation, which is just busting their butt everywhere, and you get into the Superior California Group, they're just in there just chomping away.
Yep.
All the time. And we're going to have them on and talk about that. But we're here with Rick Bassetti, who is in the middle of all this other stuff, including today, started yesterday, but today, concrete?
Yeah, concrete's going in all the holes today. We basically have about 140 holes that we had set.
We're talking around South City Park.
Around South City Park, the perimeter that isn't already have black wrought iron fence around it.
And we're putting the fence around South City Park.
Right.
It's going to become a reserved only.
Yeah, by reservation.
Reservation only that you have to put down some money to make sure it's clean when you leave.
Right.
And let's just get right down to it. We're taking the park back.
Well, I would...
So
that's a way to say it, but how about we're restoring the park to its original intent?
We're taking the park back so it is a safe, clean place for people to go to.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I didn't even think about it when I was accosted last spring. My daughter says, "Well, Dad, you're just really lucky she didn't stick you with a dirty needle." And I'm going, "Oh yeah," there's a lot of that. There were a lot of that. Now, there are a couple of gentlemen that come down with their metal detectors every day, and they ask about, hey, is the park going to be closed? And I said, yeah, I said, it will be. But, you know, if you guys want to offer a service to come and help us find all these needles and stuff, you know, we'll open it for you to get in and find all that.
You know, imagine, Eric, you're bringing your kids in there, and it's during the summer to run around, and then they step on a hypo. Oh,
that'd be a bad deal.
Well, you know, and so hopefully that'll be concerns that we aren't going to have in the future. Nothing's going to be perfect.
No.
You know, there's going to be people who challenge things, and they always are. But, you know, you go to a lot of the parks in the Midwest and the back East and big cities and stuff like that. They're controlled. Yep. They're controlled to go into because they've had these problems in similar fashions for years and years and years.
Back on the East Coast.
You know, and so in California, we're just unique, I think, in the sense where we just turn people loose out of prisons. Yeah. You know, I mean, you want to balance your budget a little bit or bring more money into the general fund, you just turn 70,000 people loose out of prisons, and bang, there's $4.9 billion. And so, you know, it's all a chess game, and everyone's trying to make their moves and everything. We're not trying to hurt people. We're not trying to, you know, deprive people of anything. But I also am sensitive to the people who live in this city, who pay for the day-to-day maintenance of all of our recreational facilities through the city for the parks and that sort of thing. And when I hear from people who are responsible for managing the parks that their budgets are being busted, because now when they send out their cleanup crews, they had to send out two-man crews because all of their crews have been threatened by people in the parks. And so, you know, that's not right either. And I understand. I have a heart. I mean, I've hired, I don't know, innumerable people down there and pay them to help me work around the baseball field and in the park and that sort of thing. And the people that want to work
and run security, foul balls.
Yeah, exactly.
They're proud to do it.
We work with the mission with people to get off foul balls and watch the park. You know, not reported. We have not had reported to us any break-ins in the parking lots at our games for the last 2-3 years.
And you've got people out there walking around.
So, you know, it's not like we're not trying to be a partner and help with this as well.
Yeah.
But I think it's vitally important that we have a place for people to go if they want to go and throw a blanket out and, you know,
have a sandwich.
And if all they got to do is go online and leave a deposit, and then, you know, that's a minor thing.
Yeah. Anyway. And then if you do it with your credit card, it just comes back to you.
Right, so, right. We have already had people like the bocce people that want to come in every Monday and play bocce. And I said, well, then I'm sure that you'll be able to just leave your credit card on account, just say, hey, we're going back. They give you a new code every time you come in.
Sure. quickly, let's talk about you're on also on the planning commission.
Right, yeah,
Costco just came up.
Well, it didn't just come up.
Well, I mean, not just, yeah. But it came. Oh, yeah. It's just a surprise.
They've been wanting to relocate for about almost 20 years,
well,
I'd say.
Yeah. Well, what happened at this last meeting?
Well, at the last meeting, there was a group of people who obviously don't want it in their backyard. Okay. And they say it's traffic. And it's going to cause traffic to be so onerous and unsafe and whatever that they just don't want this to happen there. So they hired an attorney group. This group of people hired an attorney organization from San Francisco who went through what the city had circulated out for the environmental report. Okay, so everyone, they're supposed to make a comment on it. Well, it came to the point where we reference in there about the study about how it's going to affect the health of the people in the area. So air pollution and water runoff, things like that. Well, it references an appendix, that's to it that will address this. But it wasn't, that appendix was not circulated.
So now,
no one asked for it. No one appealed for it. No one ever. And so, and this happens all the time.
Yeah.
I've been on planning commissions, for many years.
Most big projects in town have had somebody pick apart their EIR and have to run it again. Dignity Health was one not too long ago too. That's now been pushed back years.
And I'd heard that was going to happen again in this case, even though they're private developments. In Dignity's case, it was a local union.
Yes.
Who was trying to extort jobs for their people, and so they come in and they say they're concerned about our environment.
What's it called? Something.
But if you were to promise them 100 jobs on the project, they wouldn't be so concerned. They wouldn't be so concerned about the environment.
I think they're also looking at the prevailing wage.
But there's not a prevailing wage on a private project.
I understand that, but they are looking for all types of things.
Sure. Right. So in this case, though, these people, they wanted, here's a way to stall the thing. And, when you stall something, then things lose momentum in that. But it all comes down to urban infill. You're talking about a project on 20-something acres that's between a freeway and two major arterials. And is traffic going to be affected? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm talking hundreds of thousands of dollars are being spent with traffic planners and studies looking at other examples in other communities and cities as to how you address them.
How do you mitigate it?
And mitigate it in this area. Now, are you going to eliminate all the traffic? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And I'll just throw this out there. One of the study results was that Loma Vista, where it comes into Bocelli, okay, even with the traffic that's going to be generated coming and out, it was still not going to meet the needs of having to have a light there at this point in time. But the city, in conjunction with Costco, are going to put a light there. The city will dip into its TIF funds. Costco will contribute at the going rate. And so a light will be put there. Calming factors will be put on Loma Vista. So for people out there that don't know what a calming factor is, it's those bumps. So if you're going 5 miles, 10 miles over the speed limit, you're going to get a whoop-de-doo ride and your car is going to bottom out. Okay? So you don't speed through there. You got a school there. Here's the tough thing is when you see people who were proponents for development in this town who are now fighting this. When I moved into my little house on Churn Creek at old Alturas and Victor area there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our backyard was the creek. That was the city limits in 1981. And the car traffic flow on old Alturas was 1,500 car trips a day. It's 17,500 car trips a day now. Dana Drive did not exist. We have a Costco a quarter mile from our back door, our front door. You also have a Walmart right across the street. You also have a Winco over here. You got theaters. You got everything on Dana Drive empties out to the east on Dana and old Alturas. And right now you have one light and you have a three-way stop sign. And
I don't ever notice that the traffic gets crazy there.
That's what I'm saying. And so, right. You know, now you're talking about a freeway and major arterials. And are there going to be issues? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's a major arterial that feeds almost all of Southwest Reading coming into the freeway system and coming into town for work. So there will be a lot of traffic.
Yeah. Eric Wistrom and I are here with Rick Bassetti, who's on the Planning Commission. And we're going to have to take a quick break here. And we'll be right back after these messages. But I do want to say that today is National Cookie Day. A little known fact that cookies were born from the need to test an oven's temperature before baking a cake. It didn't take long to learn this miniature test cake shouldn't be thrown away. It could be eaten. Mm-mm. And if you've ever wondered just what kind of cookie you are, go online at National Cookie Day and take a personality test to find the answer. Hey, in honor of this day, Cookies and Yogurt on Hartnell Avenue in Eureka Way will be giving away a free cookie to each patron while supplies last. So head on down there before Eric gets there, because he's going to get one for everybody in his bank when he goes through there.
That's the kind of test I could pass.
Yeah. Watch for their new opening in the Mount Shasta Mall coming soon. Cookies
Wonderful.
And Yogurt. Okay.
Yay.
Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Patrick for Reading Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Reading Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Reading Kia.
And as the marketing director for Reading Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
The Backel and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backel and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane.
Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. A lot of comments in our chat room. Let me get back to them here in a minute. But we're here with my co-host, Eric Wistrom, the president of the Northern Division. It's probably more of a five-star bank up here. It's growing. It's grown magnificently here in the last 10 years. And, of course, Rick Pacetti. What can I say? Everybody knows Rick Pacetti in one way or the other, either from being in the political world or the city council, the baseball player. By the way, if you didn't see Facebook, I put your baseball picture on.
Oh, did you?
Yes, with the mustache, you know, and I was really cute. And then, of course, general manager of Colt 45 and the battles down there for South City Park, which looks like they may be on the verge of being won. But also, he's on the planning commission, mm-hmm. and we're talking Costco here. And there's just, to me, Reading's got to move forward. We have got to increase our tax base.
Right.
And if we don't increase our tax base, then we better be able to keep going to Bethel and Reading Rancheria and begging for money to keep our law enforcement on the air.
I don't know any of the inner workings of those loans and where that money came from or those gifts and things, Carl, because I wasn't around on the council. But I don't think the city begged. I think those people came to them because of their interest for the city and offered the money to the city in those cases.
Yeah.
Although, point well taken, a city should not have to be dependent upon those revenue streams to provide the basics, you know, safety and that sort of thing. So, but, you know... There's always tough decisions. You know, you look back 8, 9, 10, you know, when the little guy pulled the lever on the financial world, Eric.
Yep.
You know, there was nothing, right? There was nothing out there. Nobody had anything. I think the city of Reading at one point, we had two single family home permits pulled for a year. There was nothing, right?
That was when we started the station, too. It was the right timing.
God. You know, and so, I mean.
It's like the phoenix.
Well, you know.
How do we do that?
The world goes in cycles. The world goes in cycles. And so you're going to have social cycles. You're going to have financial cycles. You're going to have all these cycles that are going around. And so it's just a matter of trying to get on top of one and stay on top as long as you can and keep it from sliding off the other side. I see this development as the same thing. You know, I mean. I mentioned at our meeting, it's a matter of record, that I went and visited the new Costco that they have in Elk Grove. It's like a half mile off of 99. It's between 99 and I-5. And the only main arterial through there is Elk Grove Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And Elk Grove, I remember when I was on council, Elk Grove was the same size as Reading at one point. We were both about 92,000. Elk Grove's 180,000 people now. And they have just exploded down there. And they've done some good planning. And there's some areas I think, okay, maybe not, but, you know, that's their choices. But the traffic going and out was traffic. You know, it wasn't like I'd stop, dead stop for 20 minutes waiting to go someplace.
And we're going to have the other side in here talking about this, because they're concerned that when you come in, there's going to be a light, and you're going to have people backed up onto the freeway.
Absolutely.
But the one thing is here's where I want to go into, because we're talking the planning commission.
Right.
What have you seen in the next 2 or 3 years here? What would you all like to see, Rick? I know we've got Costco coming in here. I know Reading Rancheria wants to move up on the onto the freeway, but other types of businesses that you see are happening around here.
Well, you know, ideally, you'd all like, always like to see what's happening in the rest of the country, and that's manufacturing jobs, because those are the jobs that come in at $18, $19, $20 an hour type jobs. We're just not going to have that in California. California is already put their stamp on the fact that they do not want to have manufacturing. And I'm sorry, Tony Giovanello. You know, I know that your job is to bring manufacturing and that type of business into this area, but you know the battle. California has just said, we don't want it. You know, we spend more money than any other entity on this global warming initiative and our regulations for environment, and we only represent less than 1% of the total worldwide of pollution, of greenhouse gases, stuff like that. So, you know, but they've made that decision. That's what our leadership has made the decision. It's the same decision, same people made the decision. We're going to turn people loose out of prisons who aren't going to cause any problems in society, right?
Yeah,
they're not causing any problems anywhere within our California society, right?
No.
There's no problems out there at all. So that's what you have to face with. So that's that cycle that I keep talking about, you know. And hopefully the people in San Francisco are getting tired of their stuff. You hear about them trying to change things.
I tell you what, I talked to like five of them a couple weeks right before Thanksgiving. And albeit we were in a place probably that they were a little bit different, but they're talking about it. They're ashamed of what's happened down there, and they're totally frustrated like we are.
So, you know, again, it's that whole the world rotates in a circle and life goes in a circle and all that. And so, I don't know. What would I like to see come in here? I mean, I would like just to see the entrepreneurial types of businesses and, you know, the businesses that California, I guess, likes is going to be like your tech and your financials.
Soft
tech and financials.
Soft tech. Well, don't you think, Eric, here, we've got such a great place here in Redding. And it seems to me is that some of these tech firms ought to be really looking at us because we're close enough to San Francisco to get there in a day, half a day. Well, not a day. It's like, you know, 3 or 4 hours that they could put a number of their employees up here and have them working here, paying them.
And we have 1 minute left.
But there's a whole other project.
That's a whole other show. We can line up what's going on. There's a whole bunch of energy to get the word out. First the Redding Identity Project, which we've helped invest in, and a number of businesses and around the city have to get the word out, a positive word out, and it's designed to attract California businesses up here.
And then they can come to the baseball game on the summer nights and have a cold beer and enjoy a game
startup,
and do all that kind of stuff.
Startup Redding, Shasta Startup, the Venture Hub.
They're going to be in here tomorrow, by the way.
The EDC is put together. I'm on the board now.
Oh, good.
Well, see, here's the thing.
So there's a lot of energy to bring to share what we have.
You're right. It's another show. So I'm going to bring in, I'm going to get Jake in here. But I want Adam McElvain to come in and talk about this big pipe they're talking about that. You know, the big pipe, you know, the
fiber,
the fiber optic pipe
fiber,
that'll help bring people
black
in here, too.
Fiber.
The fiber that reaches around the world. Rick Bassetti, thank you so much for being
here. Thank you, Carl. Eric, thank you very much.
You're always welcome here, my friend.
Thank you, Carl.
Tomorrow,
for a free cup of